And the last few poems I'd like to read is from what is the extension of this serial poem that reenacts the history of Auburn. So since I moved from Auburn, the poem is moving north too. And I've been fascinated by the Pig War in the San Juan Islands, a boundary dispute. Many of you who know Northwest history know that there was a joint occupation of San Juan Island for 12 years. And if you go there, you can see the American camp and the British camp. You can see the graveyard with wooden tombstones where some of the Brits were buried. And the only casualty in the whole war was a pig. And they don't even know who got to eat the pig. So it's like, wow. So the extension of the slaughter poem is called Pig War and Other Songs of Cascadia. So there's a lot of poems referencing the Pig War in San Juan Island, and a lot of poems are just about this bioregion, which stretches from Cape Mendocino, California, where the San Andreas Fault goes into the ocean and goes about 1,000 miles due west, all the way up to Mount Logan, Alaska, and inland, essentially, to the Continental Divide. And the Poetry Festival is a cultural investigation. What is this culture about? Why do we recycle more here? Why are we more connected to nature? Obviously, you look at mountains and glaciers and fjords and hot springs and think you don't have that in Kansas, so maybe that has something to do with it. But there's more to it, and the Poetry Festival is part of that cultural investigation, and so is this book, and this this book I finished at my residency at the lake. And this is about the only religion that started in Cascadia, and it's about the Shaker Church, the Indian Shaker Church. Not the furniture makers, but the Shakers, who used a bell and a candle as part of their syncretic religion, part Christianity, part indigenous beliefs. Death of an Indian, birth of a Shaker. November 1881, to the great spirit chief, Skusatun had been a bad Indian. Drinking and hard living had left his body weak and open to evil spirits. A Squaxin, Sowehamish logger, worked hard, drank hard, was said to have broke his neck, and five Indian doctors with scallop shell rattles and feather suits and incantations, five Indian doctors with a healing song from Duncan, perhaps, a vowel-laden full moon canto howled into November's Skookum Bay, Hammersley, Inslet, air, no use. The bottled one broke his neck, left his body at Skookum, and his soul, maybe in a clam basket the giant ogress keeps, maybe in a canoe headed to sea, maybe, coyote knows. Hua Buletsa, Mary Thompson, the settler's bedside, and niece Nancy George in the corner, bit of red suspender wrapped around Skusatun, John Slocum's head. Only weeping now, send two men off to Olympia for the finest pine. Tell the cousins Skusatun was no more. Tell the uncles the drinking one, Skusatun's neck lost. See the robins make the snowberry branches bob. Hear wind kiss November evergreens. Hold this moment in time. Let grief well up from the large intestine and slow take over the neck and all skin. Skusatun. His last breath left him, soul lifted to by bright light upwards, met by a procession angelic. Meanwhile, somewhere beyond the veil, somewhere under obsolete constellations, near a silver river where no demarcation between tendons and star stuff, comet tails and entrails, embutido y nebulae, Skusatun had some explaining to do. Past a picket-fenced yard stands a house. Door open, house empty except for what he knew as a presence. Another door open, a well-dressed man asks, "Do you believe in God?" This is no trick question. One could end this way, spin the meat wheel again, climb back on, start over again, carne roulette. I could have been better, agonies again. I could have been free of ligaments and tendencies to change myself into a shape that's less than spirit. This all Skusatun was now. Skin without a boat. Meat about to climb back on the wheel. It ain't home, but somewhere close. I hear Charles Lloyd play Migration of the Spirit and Salish singers with similar songs queued up to wail beside pine, but no. There is another door, and on the wall a large photograph of that bad Indian scoosuched and drinking, fucking, puking in snow, glass crash, fist fight, every bad act of 40 years, whiskey, tincture of Jamaica, ginger, gambling, reenacted, wicked technicolor for him to chew on for a few long moments of purgatory. Down, 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 some furnace in the basement, bodies of drinking buddies crackling in the fire. Ashes to ashes, tendons to stardust. Start again, wicked Indian, you need this skin boat no more. Who'd not want to haggle right about now? What would you do if all the lovers of all your years passed by at midnight dressed in the flesh they wore when you last loved them? Denial turns to dealing, and this offer comes straight from the angels or God, a spirit great and benevolent, some luminous divinity capable of showing Skusachtan his wicked Indian fornicating ways, to offer mercy, 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 offer sobriety and upright morality. Take the white robe, candles, and bells. This is a bell ring. Take two. Led to a room upstairs, and then the roof, the view, an ancestral homeland, all coast, a giant glaciated breast, and game, and clams, and kingfish, stick games and songs, enough cedar for 80 armadas, enough huckleberries for mountains of pie, enough. Which way is heaven now, Siop? This is not blackness, only black plasma and imagination just behind the curtain. Back at a grief-struck bedside, sisters weeping, Nancy sees Skusachtan's toe move. Mary Thompson says, stop looking at the body. Next a hand twitch, then his head, then Skusachtan, delivered from evil, sits up, regains consciousness, his broken neck healed, his need water. But not from the vessel that belonged to the sin. Water, weak, he won't go back to his old bed, a white robe for a new morality and mission. Confess, he urged, make all right, lest the burning furnace, lest your spot in heaven be denied, and then build a church. Forget the coffin now, just around the river bend. Heaven gave him eloquence, ability to hear voices. You shall live on earth for 4 weeks. Get busy. Bells, candles, crosses, flags, albs, holy pictures would festoon churches from Squamish to Yurok, from Chemainus to Tuloa, the Nanaimo to Nez Perce, Quileute to Umatilla, Ho to Cowlitz and Silets and Klamath, to Muckleshoot and Snoqualmie, Quinault and Skokomish to Lalip and Musqueam, Songish, Colville, Cowichan, Swinomish, Hoopa, Chehalis, Squaxin, Lummi, Upper Skagit, Wasco, Warm Springs, Nooksack, Macaw, Clallam, Yakima. Cascadia gets its own religion. Skusachtan had a body without a soul, had a light like a sun trying his soul, had 4 weeks and one last chance. A year later, Skusachtan, sick again. Remember Mary, Hua Buletsa, bedside Mary? Mary got the shakes. Not from drinking, no. This shaking, a healing shake, a fit. As in the spirit canoe ceremony, watermen would talk about. Power enters poles drummed on roof boards or planks conducting like lightning rods or Huabuletsa, dear sweet Mary, here to shake the daylight back into Skusachtan, John Slocum. Shaking, noetic illumination, shaking, direct experience of divinity, shaking. Shake that bell. Carry that rhythm. Loan your throat out to the all-too-silent Antepasados. Shaking, Wittershin, stomping, smoke-free and sober. Why'd this scare the shit out of the white man? Settler apprehension, one regulation at a time, punishable by torture or slaughter. And the sign said, notice to the shakers, you are hereby permitted to hold meetings under the following conditions. On Sunday, not longer than three hours at one time, and on Wednesdays, not longer than two hours at one time. The following regulations to be observed. First, keep windows or a door open during all meetings. Second, use only one bell to give signals. not continuous ringing. Third, do not admit school children at night meetings. That's the story of the Shaker Church. One version of it anyway.